An Italian virology professor says COVID-19, or the new coronavirus, has no border. But nations have been shutting down their borders to try to keep the thing from spreading from country to country. The governments of the United States and Canada announced yesterday that people will not be allowed to cross their shared border for tourism or recreation. So everything from sightseeing to ski trips will be affected by that. Cross-border trade will continue, though. Supplies and goods will still be allowed to transfer between America and Canada. There are concerns in Washington, D.C. that the coronavirus pandemic could drag the U.S. economy into a recession, a period of economic decline. So Democrats and Republicans in Congress are discussing stimulus packages, plans worth hundreds of billions or even $1 trillion of government spending that are intended to stimulate the economy. Keeping small companies in business, encouraging Americans to spend and borrow money, this could be part of that. These plans are also hoped to calm investors in the U.S. stock market, which has seen wild swings in recent days. Increasingly, Americans are staying home from work. The nation's big three car makers, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors, are reportedly planning to close all of their U.S. plants because of the coronavirus outbreak. And with scores of students out of school, they're finding themselves having to learn in a completely different environment.